3. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're doing just a Grim Rant show because I gotta explain some things.
Oh, yeah.
So, got Dead Penetration here, and he's gonna be just kind of... Well, we're gonna beat the dead horse again. So, what happened with Grim? Okay, so first of all, let me clarify. There is no criminal investigation going on. So, DP, you work with the police. Do you know of any criminal investigation involving me right now?
No.
Exactly.
Of course, technically, if it didn't happen where I am,
right,
they're not at liberty to indulge in that to me personally.
Right.
They can to you. You call the police department.
Right.
And... seems like you found out enough about it as far as
right.
our department's capable of finding things out.
Right, right. So anyway, guys, things kind of got out of hand, but I do need to talk about some really important shit anyway. That's why there's me fighting these villains on the thumbnail here, which I actually made ahead of time. I made it before I even made the show. That's unusual for me. But I had something to talk about. So anyway, what happened is there were a lot of guys on Facebook and women, not all of them though, that happened to be part of this white nationalist kind of thing, right? And I didn't really know too much about, like, I don't care what somebody believes in. I understand that, you know, white people deserve to have a culture and thing too. That's very important.
Yep.
But one of the things that really kind of rubbed me wrong is that a lot of these people were starting to become abject moralists. And TFM has talked about this, you know, where there's, you know, where they want to get rid of, they want to get rid of the porn, the hentai, and the sex dolls. That's what he said. That's his thing. Remember, it was, he said, I wanted the moralists in the right to come join me, but they never would. And, he said, look, but we don't like the communists. If we get rid of the communists, we can, you know, it'll be better, right? We can put our differences aside. And they're like, no, you're a degenerate. You like porn and hentai and sex dolls and stuff like that. So we don't want anything to do with
you. You're just not honest.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, well, I mean, it was interesting that the guy that I happened to be arguing with that accused me of all this had anime girls as his profile background.
I bet he's a hypocrite like a son of a bitch.
I'll bet so, too. But anyway, here's the issue. So, you know, there was a post going along, and I thought it would be kind of funny because I thought people would feel like, oh, that's all? But I said to him, I was like, yeah, you know, about 20 years ago, I dated a 16 and 17-year-old girl, you know, in my early 20s, you know. And, I mean, I've talked about that. I actually talked a lot with Empress about that. She gave me some information that actually did help coming from her perspective. And I've thought about it a lot, and it's made me rethink a lot of things. So, anyway, you know... these were short-lived relationships. I've done several videos. If I had $100 for every time I've done a video about this shit, I'd be pretty good off. But anyway, like I said, I wasn't going to go full into detail. Just know that, yes, that did happen about 20 years ago. It's something that probably still goes on today in some areas. And it was completely legal. Well, it's still legal. It's still legal in many parts of the United States, including my area.
Yeah.
So, it's no big deal. However... they thought I was the worst pedophile they'd ever heard of in the history of mankind. And me working with adult games just added fuel to the fire. Oh, well, he works with adult games and he grooms minors. And I was like, oh my God. Just fucking... It's horseshit. It's real horseshit. And basically, what I did is... you know, I went in there and I said, look, you know, I never touched these girls. There wasn't any sex involved, which there wasn't. There wasn't any sex involved. There wasn't any touching. For the most part, the father was very, very respectful of me. He wanted me to marry his daughter because he thought that I was a very good influence on her. And at the time, I was. The issue was that...
and two, it's when, legal here. In this state.
Yeah, it's legal.
Not that.
And you know, she was getting older. She was, you know, she was 17.
Everyone's getting
well,
older.
Well, no, I mean, she was she was 17, coming into 18, coming into, you know, she... yeah. She was at that age where they wanted her to have kids. Grandma wanted grandchildren. It was that sort of situation. So, yeah, they were... she'd been with men before, and the men had been much older than me, by the way. One was in his 30s, and he's a very abusive man. She told me about him. So they wanted to, they found me. They saw me because I was interested in her when I basically went to the library a lot. It's where I met her because she liked to read. And her father was cool, and he used to hang out over there, and was a good friend of the family. And, you know, I would always help out over there, and they, you know, just very much respected me. And he finally said, you know, I saw her put her hand on your leg in the car. And he said, if you were any other man, I would have killed you. But because you're who you are, and I want you to date my daughter. Literally said to me, I want you to date her. And I'll do everything in the world to help you guys out. If you want to go to a movie, I'll take you to a movie. If you want to go eat, I'll take you to eat. He said, I'll do anything in the world because I really, really want you and my daughter to, you know, do well and kind of work this out. Because I think you'd be a really good influence on her. And she needs a positive male role model in her life. And, I mean, if you want to call this grooming or whatever, that's fine. But in other words, he wanted his daughter to have a respectful person.
Damn.
And, but the thing is, when we both moved from that one place to another, because he lost the rights to live at that house, it was some kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Basically, I moved in with some friends, and they liked to smoke weed and drink, so I started doing more of that, and I was a little less respectful. And it's not necessarily, again, it's the people I was hanging out with, it's the things that were going on. It wasn't what I was doing when I was seeing her, you know, months ago. Mm-hmm. Not even months ago. I think it was a year ago, because I've known that I've known that girl for years, you know, and I've known that family for years. And anyway, I was all right. And then, of course, I started smoking and drinking. Of course, Grandma, she kind of got a little upset. And I didn't see a problem then, but I do today. And I said, you know, if I hadn't been doing a lot of that, which probably would have been hard for me to stop because you're around that. And, you know, when you're around that environment of people doing a lot of stuff like that, well, you're getting together and you got friends, you're drinking, you're partying, you're having a good time.
There's 100 different phrases for it, like one bad apple ruins the batch.
Right. But basically, when you're in that atmosphere, you just, you know, it's one of those things. If, again, this would have been completely different if they had...
Chris Rock had one, said a druggie and a moral person can't be...
No.
Like... Oh, where are you going? I'm going to church. Where are you going? To hit the pipe?
Right.
And you're like, right. Never work out.
Right. Now, what I'm saying, though, is, all right, so there was originally an idea for them to get this bigger house. And it fell through. They were trying their best. They tried everything in the world to get this bigger house. And if they got it, he told me, he said, you and her, because I was living with basically my friend's mama at the time and their old little house that they had, they basically said, you and her will have a bedroom together. I mean, that's literally what he said. You and her will have a bedroom.
What'd she think about all this?
She was 100% all for it.
Almost sound like he was running the relationship.
Well, I know that, but basically
was good. Had a blessing.
Yeah. It was a blessing, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying she wanted to be with me.
Oh yeah.
So she was all for this.
I gotcha.
She thought this was great, and I did too. And you know, it would have given us a chance to kind of maybe get to know each other a little better, stuff like that. You know, just kind of really, I mean, we'll spend a lot of time together. So we get to learn with people what we like, what we don't like, all that. I don't have a problem with that, especially when I was young and had more patience.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have had a problem with that. And she was obviously younger and had more patience. Because I think as you get older, your patience kind of decreases just a little bit, depending on it, for certain things. So, basically, this fell through. So, she got into an area where there was a lot more crazy going on. Just a lot more crazy. And, yes, that's her hometown, but we were trying to get her away from that. But where her grandmother was, there was a lot of crazy. There was a lot of meth going on. There was a lot of people squatting in homes, old people. And, of course, then she got the train run on her and all the other crazy stuff. Probably got into drugs. That's when all this stuff happened, and that's when she got into the alcohol and the smoke and all the other crazy stuff. She got into the stuff because it was around her and because my bunch was around it. You know, she wanted to be part of it.
No willpower.
And, yeah, that was it.
Well.
And, you know, and I said.
Some people chalk it up to it was young people making dumb decisions.
No.
But then when you put it in that, then they'll probably say, well, she shouldn't have been dating so-and-so.
Right. But.
Really, in that age bracket, there's a lot more you'll have in common than if you were 40 and they were.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we weren't that far apart at all. We had a lot of things in common. A lot of the music we liked, a lot of anime we liked. You know, she liked a lot of the stuff I did, so it wasn't a problem. She would sit and watch me play games. You know, she enjoyed that. Because when I
graduated, I looked like a 6'5", 12-year-old. Like, I had a baby face.
Right. I mean, so I looked young, too. And there was really no issue. I mean, nobody had really a problem with it. So, at any rate, yeah, it was working out pretty well for us at the time. But it went bad. She started smoking, and I did not like that at all. I did not like a pretty girl like that smoking, because all that does is ruin you over time. And she started smoking, and I was like, damn it. Again, she was starting to change. She was starting to change and starting to change into somebody I didn't like.
Well, I think if you'd gotten married early, then you'd found out, ooh, I can't stand her.
Well, I don't know.
I always like to find out I can't stand if, them at first.
I mean, there's a very good possibility that she might have changed. Now, one thing that Empress told me is, one of the things that made her and one of her exes not work out is he was doing a lot of drugs, right?
Yeah.
And she wanted to try, and he said no. He would never let her mess around with that kind of stuff. She says, yeah, but I want to try. And because she finally, and he said, okay, so this motherfucker won't let me do it. I'm going to go do it myself. So that's what she did. And she said the same thing would have happened. She said, because the one defining moment of that relationship was when she came over and she asked to smoke and drink. And they said, but my grandmother will never find out. It'll be okay. It'll never find out. And she begged and begged and begged and begged. And I did everything to tell her, no. And I finally said, you know, look. And basically Empress was telling me, even if you put your foot down. She was determined.
Well, you think
to do
about
it.
How many times parents have told you growing up, you can't do this. What does it make you want to do? I want to definitely do it now.
Right.
Yeah. And I can't help myself.
Right. Because, see, the thing is.
Well, she's being treated more like a daughter instead of a girlfriend.
Right. At the same time, we were like, no, we don't really want you to do that.
Now, when it gets into husband and wife, then there's more of a say. I've always said, you can do what you want to, just know that I'll have no part of
it. Well, see, the thing is, her grandmother would find out, and then we wouldn't be able to date. That was the issue. Her grandmother would have gotten upset. Her grandmother ran everything. Grandma ran everything.
Yeah.
Her father told me, grandma is an absolute monster. She's a bitch. That's literally what he said. Her grandma is a bitch. Mm. And I found out grandma was. She wanted to know every little bit of information about me you possibly imagine. And then after that, she wanted to know everything.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, she wanted to know everything she could use against you later if you put it up. Yeah, she was that kind of woman. So,
just a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah. And she said, oh, no, I found her a boyfriend. She's already pregnant. And I looked at this guy, and he was older. He was an older guy, too. And he was a damn meth head. And he didn't work out. And of course, remember, this is the one that told me, well, me and my boyfriend are going to go over there to these, where the black folks are and fight them. I said, you're going to do what? We're going to go over there to the black part of town and we're going to fight the black folks. And
that'd be nice.
I mean, I think we said this before. Yeah, this is the same one. I was like, hold on. This is the girl that I was going to Like, Marion's? I mean, again,
I think...
You
know they have home court advantage and stuff.
I still think if we had had our own place and all that, I could have maybe made a better impact. But because of the situation, I mean, you can't control the way life is going to go.
A lot of turn of events in between one and the other.
Yeah. Like I said, you can't change what happened, right? But what I said is I can learn to move on. And the other relationship that I had with that 16-year-old girl, that was not even a relationship. I was basically a friend that drove around in her fucking car all the time.
Yeah.
She basically had me in the passenger side seat, and we'd argue all the time about shit. Yeah. So if that's what you got, I mean, there was nothing sexual, there's no kissing, there's no nothing, and she didn't even get with me. She was cheating on me with this other guy that she wanted to get pregnant, and he did get her pregnant.
He got her pregnant.
Yeah, he got her pregnant. Yep. He got her pregnant. She
got him pregnant.
She wanted to get
pregnant. By some miraculous modern science miracle.
No. She wanted to be pregnant, and he had got her a baby, and that was about it for her. And she came to work, actually. You know what's crazy? She actually came to work and was employed where I was at one time. So wasn't that interesting? That was awkward.
And then her milkshake brought all the boys.
That was awkward because then the guy that I was working with, that was a friend of mine, he's like, ooh, she is cute. It's like, dude, I've already been with that one. Are you sure? He's like, now this guy eventually
what?
Did.
You're
this guy
things?
Eventually
yeah.
did get up, move way up into the city part, like the, and basically when he moved up into the city, he did find a nice girl and got married and all that sort of thing, so things worked out well for him. But what I am saying is that's literally it. There was one girl I dated for 2 days, and the only issue with that, she had to talk about what's her celiac disease, and that was pretty much it. She didn't really. She was a pretty girl, but she just had their celiacs. I can't eat this, I can't eat that, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And
well,
it got
I
just,
guess we won't have to worry about you putting on the pounds.
It was not interesting to me, and that ended real quickly. So that was
candy.
It.
You can't have that neither. Like, what?
That was literally it. That was the end of my dating teens.
I dated someone that I think we went ate Mexican food, and she just got a plain piece of chicken with like butter on it or something. She couldn't have anything too seasoned or she'd be sick.
And I guess my high school girlfriend, but I talked to her recently, and she's a wretch. She's an absolute fucking wretch now. She's a big girl. She gained a whole lot of weight. She's got a mixed black kid, and then she's got another kid that she can't see. And she basically has this one man, but he doesn't even know how to use the microwave. He's wanting her to heat up food and do all this other stuff. He's really an asshole. From what she told me of him, he's just an asshole. And I'm not talking about the, you know, the maintain frame type of asshole.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the literal fucking, like, you're a dick. You can do that bullshit yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
and
man. I saw.
And she left him. She left him.
Yeah.
And now she's pretty much single mother raising that mixed kid. And that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's her life. And she's sad, depressed, all this other bullshit. And
how many kids you got?
She's got the one in her home state. And she's got another one here. And not in this town, but in a neighboring area.
I say she come with the mixed kid and the other kid. Oh, they're from the same daddy. Like,
no,
that sometimes
no.
helps, but nah, you can't,
no.
You can't pull that.
She was with this guy when she was young.
Oh, I know.
When she was young and beautiful, and when she first debuted as a Chatterbait model, she was one of the very first girls on Chatterbait to really hit the high numbers. Mm. She was, She said back in those days, the girls got checks in the mail, and they would split the money between the girls. And she was one of the, yeah, she made a lot of money off that.
What if you're just a lower slag?
Well, she would do cam shows. She's a cam girl. But I didn't, before, when I knew her, she wasn't a cam girl. But she's a cam, I don't know if she's still camming. I don't know what she's doing now. But she could be. I don't have any idea.
I know I've seen people from high school. I mean, there's some people that have aged well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've seen but there's plenty of people that I'm like, damn.
I just don't even want to see. Right? Right.
I don't think I've...
So, anyway, these white nationalists flipped out. And basically, you know, they lost their fucking mind. Not all of them. You know what's crazy? The one woman that I know for a very, very long time. She's in her 50s. Yeah. Religious woman. She actually teaches Sunday school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, she's, when I say white nationalist, she's mixed with, like, she's Italian mixed with a Hispanic somewhere. But she's white. Like, her skin is white.
Yeah.
So, well, but she has a kind of an accent.
I would say white nationalist.
Yeah, I think the white nationalist
is more
thing
of a liberal term because they want to come up with something that sounds bad against.
Well, the problem is the problem is conservatives. The problem is that's not. I mean, the problem is this: we're talking about actual like people that are more into a Nazi ideology here. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about her, but we're we're not talking about her. We're talking about because she didn't know it. She liked the stuff that this guy said. He was based and cool. Basically, he was like, okay, I don't like pornography. I'm all into Jesus. Yeah. I like all this other stuff. And she was like, oh, he's a good kid. He's talented. He's got a good head on his shoulder. Then he started talking about some of that other stuff, and that really kind of got her upset. And then she started noticing all the orbiters and what they were talking about. And they're coming from the incel generation. Remember, I told you guys this. I made a video about this where I said that the incels were going to intertwine with the white nationalists, the Nazis, because they were going to say, okay, so if you do what, if you get rid of the porn, the hentai, the anime, the sex dolls, all that stuff, well, not the anime, but they I guess they've come to terms on that, but the porn, the sex dolls, all that kind of stuff, the hentai, all that, we'll give you your traditional women back. We'll give you your traditional white women back. And that's what they fucking want. So, basically, all these guys, these 3,800 guys, are orbiting, and there's some girls too, but it's mostly guys, are orbiting around this young man who, I mean, he had a little foray back when he was a much younger man. And,
Older now?
I mean, a teen. Now, he's almost 30 now, but he was a... He was a young teenager. When I'm talking 16, I'm talking younger than that. And he got with a woman that was well over the age of 20. He actually ran away from home and left... he left to basically live with her and her husband and their kids. And basically he had sex with the mother and, of course, the wife. And... I mean, of course, the wife and mother, you know what I mean. And he had sex with this much older woman. And, of course, he's bragging about how great it was and all this other stuff. And 14, and then he's saying he's blackmailing these, blackmailing them and all this other shit. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, the kid...
He sounds like a cunt.
The kid, yes, the kid is a cunt. He is definitely a cunt. He is a metalhead. And unfortunately, he does have some good taste.
He sounds like a simp, too. He's trying to say what... He thinks women want to hear, so they'll get with him.
Right. Well, he right. does.
He would. I well, would he's more believable if he says
he's also.
I try not to watch porn, or I don't look
he
at
says
it.
He says he doesn't watch.
I don't want
it.
To.
He says it's sinful. And
the fact that he said I don't like it sounds sinful. Like mm-hmm. yeah, they want to hear. I have absolutely no interest. In
yeah.
It. Oh,
yeah,
so you're
yeah.
gay?
Yeah.
No,
he's
I don't like it. I
he's
like,
Biologically,
that's impossible if you're into...
He's basically saying, you know, it's sinful and all this other stuff.
I mean,
and basically, I mean, look, he's trying to, you know, like, it's just one of those things. And this guy and I fought for the longest time, and he didn't like it because I was very pro and he was very against. And some people understood where I was coming from, and they supported me. He didn't like that. He doesn't like any comments to support me because I'm a degenerate coomer in his eyes. So basically, you know, oh, and now I'm even worse because I'm a pedophile because I was with the teenage girls when I was a little bit, just a little over 20, just a couple years
and
over 20. Oh, that's too much.
In a state that allows
Which,
I mean, technically, I'm not one to talk about the law on
that
because
I have my own thoughts on it, but it is my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I just don't.
And it's all within the consent of the parents. Yeah. There's never been an issue where a parent, you know, where
age restrictions, but yeah, good night. I mean, really, that's not much difference in like a couple years. I've dated people younger than me by maybe a decade. But it was when they were in their 20s and I was in my 30s.
Right.
Which is really, honestly, what is very common nowadays is for the younger woman to date
the older man. Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot. And like I said,
well, they don't want... I mean, the ones that have a good head on their shoulders don't want the guy, you know, the Chad.
Yeah.
Fuck every weekend.
I get that.
You know, knows how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
Like, calls them, opens the door for... Of course, that's probably unheard to them. They're, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What? Opening a door? Oh, my God.
I open the door for a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that almost doesn't exist nowadays. So you can do that, keep clean, and have just be a gentleman.
Yeah. I had a woman. Flint. I was working with a woman, and, you know, she was trying to move her stuff out of my way, and... Basically, I was like, no, I'll get it. And she's like, oh, you don't have to do all that for me. And I'm like, no, I'll do it. And no problem with it, you know. So she's like, you don't have to do that for little old me. And I'm like, oh, no, it's no problem. And, I mean, again, she respected that. And that's really what you got to do. A lot of guys don't realize that. If you respect them, that's all it is. But, I mean, it's, again, not simple.
And then there's some women that can't be helped.
Yeah, there's some women that absolutely cannot be helped. We know that.
It ain't going to work 10 out of 10 times.
Your
chances are going to definitely increase from...
Right.
Yeah, get laid. You know.
Right. But, you know, what I'm saying is... You know, these folks, again, they flipped out. So basically, what happened with the law, right? That's what we were trying to get to. Because we talked about the whole situation longer than I wanted to. But basically, we're going to go just and boil this down. So basically, what happened is I was arguing with these people online, on social media. And all of a sudden, let me back just a little bit. And I was finished. I was done with it because I'd been spending a little bit more time than I was allowed for my break. And I said, well, I need to be getting back to work. So, you know, I was leaving the stall, going to wash my hands. I was going to wash my hands. All of a sudden, a woman came through, and I didn't even know it was a police officer because it certainly didn't look like one. And, of course, they asked me, it's like, who are you? They say, do you work here? And, of course, I didn't have my uniform on, you know, because it was in the wash. So I did look very suspicious. I understand that because if you have a call for a hostage situation, which is exactly what it was. It was a call for a hostage situation. Now, is it possible that one of the white gnats that I was arguing with was some hacker man and was able to get the where I was, maybe the coordinates of my phone?
I almost want to think track it's down one from your work, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because, one, they already knew your location if you were the target.
But the problem is I wasn't the target. They actually didn't cite a name. There was no name.
If security doesn't know by now, you have to be brought, you know, because you don't drive.
Right. They know.
Where's your great escape coming from?
Right.
You wait a minute. I'm going to call, and I'm going to get picked up, and we're out of here. Next state, and they'll never see you.
Right. Absolutely. But anyway, it was a rare situation. This isn't something that happened often. So I was like, maybe it was one of those internet hackers that was able to try to... Because it felt like, you know, a swatting. But they couldn't send a SWAT team because we don't fucking have one. So they basically
just...
You think
this would be the town it had?
Yeah, and basically what they sent was four... And this is real. Four large black women.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all police officers.
Hold on, let me get my camera. I want
to
put it on my
OnlyFans. We're talking... These are all big, like Lizzo big girls. Yeah. These are really big girls. And they were the ones that were in charge of, yes, a real hostage situation. If there was a bad man with a gun, they were the ones that were running in there and would try to, I mean, it's like, good Lord.
Running, more like waddling I guess medium pace.
It was rather interesting, I have to admit.
Actually, outlaw starts to feel sorry for the wheezing, and I was like, I'll just turn myself in. Y'all need a win.
Now, anyway, you know, so they asked me, you know, what my name was. I stated my name, and then, of course, you know, they asked me what I did, and I told them exactly what my position was, and I told them, you know, my vest. And
I mean, honestly, you don't have to answer any questions.
I know that. Well, but basically,
You know, that's one of those mm-hmm. things is you mm-hmm. do have the right to remain silent.
Right.
Whether they...
right.
Yeah. I mean, they had but to have probable cause. And, mm-hmm. I mean, technically but I was they given, don't have to tell you, but how are you going to know whether it's probable or not?
But they did ask me, you know, for as a witness, you know, what did you see? What did you see in there? It's like, okay, so you do work here. I said, yes. Yeah, so what did you see in there? So I explained, because I admitted I heard some very loud noises, louder than normal, running into the stall next to me. So I thought maybe something did happen. Maybe some guy did go in there. And I said, maybe it's that stall, because the stall had been closed. And, you know, I'd walked out, but that stall was closed, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. So anyway, they went in there and they said, you know, police department, come out and all that. And they found out there was nobody in there. So then they went into the women's stall and they found out there was nobody in there either. So, you know, they asked me a few more questions and I explained, you know, as much as I could what I saw. That's what they wanted to know. Or what I heard, because obviously you can't see anything when you're in a stall and you've got your door closed. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have even done that. A bunch of females bust in on a male.
Right.
Yeah, if it had been the other direction,
yeah.
Lawsuit from hell.
Yeah, it's true. But what I'm saying is they went in there, they checked, there was nothing. And then, of course, you know, they said, you know, state your full name. And I stated my full name, everything except for the middle name. And basically, they said, okay, that's all we really need to know. And then one of the girls said, would you mind if I pat you down real quick to make sure if you don't have any weapons?
Because I don't.
You're right.
And there's no probable cause behind it.
Right. Now, see, I'm not...
I mean, you really need to know that because, I mean, you have rights.
Right.
You need to know them.
Right. That is
amendments,
true.
Those are important.
Yeah, because
that would be the fourth unlawful search and seizure. They can't do that without a.
And apparently, they're not allowed to do that in the employee area, is what I was told by my boss. They're allowed to, if they do search, they can't search back there. They have to search in some other place. They can't search back there, and I didn't know that.
Well, they didn't have the Vaseline on them, so it
was... I mean, it was very odd. It was also a woman that searched me, and I was told that was... It was a woman that patted me down. Now, let's be fair, guys. This wasn't a full-on strip search or anything. This was like a pat-down at the TSA.
But you can't
And it
do
took
that.
About five seconds.
A guy
seconds.
Can't do mm-hmm. that to a
no.
woman.
No.
They had to wait for a female officer.
Yeah.
Or one's already on there.
And they said they patted me down. Or it's like, okay, you have... I said, fine, I don't have any weapons. Go ahead, do what you want. And they basically went in there. They did their thing. And they didn't find anything. It's like, okay, you don't have anything. You're good. And they said, well, if you get any more information, let us know. I said, all right. And that was the end of it. And one thing that I would say about an internet harassment campaign, people that know about internet harassment campaigns, if there's usually one that's going on and ongoing, it usually doesn't stop at like one phone call. It usually goes on for a while.
Wow.
So I missed the next day of work to kind of gather my thoughts. And of course the guy decided I'm not going to take down your post or the post that basically when I was DMing him, arguing with him, he was basically trying to use my post as further troll bait. So we would put my own DMs up there on there to make everybody laugh and just say horrible things, except for the people that agreed with me, you know. And I just deactivated my entire account. I said, fuck it, I'll go back to it later if I ever do it at all, because honestly, here's my thing, guys. Before this social media, and I'm not saying, it's mainly Facebook, right? Before that social media, I did a lot more things. Like, I played a lot more games. I actually wrote books. I wrote, you know, I wrote a lot of... I wrote reviews. I had more time to do
hobbies
to do stuff.
Zombieing out
instead of doom scrolling. I noticed that I was spending a lot. It can be fun to post memes, but after a while, it got to the point where it was just meme posting, shit posting, as they call it. And I was like, okay, this is really stupid. Like, this is stupid. And let's think about how stupid it is. It's not stupid so much as the meme posts are dumb. It's the fact that you're spending hours upon hours of life and youth that you will never get back.
And it's designed to be posting addictive as drugs.
God, it's definitely addictive as drugs. Matter of fact, what I had to do is I had to deactivate my app from my phone so it would disappear. And I am really, really glad I did that. And guys like, oh, well, you can come back in like July. It's like, I'll miss your posts. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, this is just not, it's not helpful for me. It's not, there's other things I could be doing with my life. I said, I will be on Messenger. I don't have problems talking with people because I still enjoy talking with my friends and, you know, family and things like that. So I enjoyed the Messenger part of it.
You know if you'd be able to have it without that.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
The only way you can get rid of it, the only way you have it without the only way it gets rid of Messenger is if you delete everything. So you can deactivate or delete. So I deactivated it. So I can reactivate it at any time, but I choose not to because I just don't believe it is healthy, especially for me. And yes, there were a lot of articles I got from there for the Daily Mail, but I'm basically just going to go to the Daily Mail and start, you know, going through articles there, just saving them. I mean, because I don't necessarily have to. I mean, I could always use Twitter for that, but one reason I don't mind using the Twitter is, first of all, the Twitter that I use... it doesn't have the same effect, weirdly. Weirdly enough, I'll go on there, I'll look at the stuff, and then I'm done. And I think the only reason why is because there's a lot of people on there that I just don't get into too many arguments with or anything like that. I mean, if it ever did get to that point, fair, but I don't believe it will, because I've never gotten to that point with Twitter.
Plenty of people who don't
have any... So, anyway... You know, what I was told about this whole situation, about these people, these neo-Nazis, first of all, a lot of these people have no life, and they want to ruin people. Well, they think it's fun to ruin other people's lives because they don't have one.
If they're on the computer that often, it's a good chance they aren't out doing anything.
Yes.
Which, I mean, nothing wrong. Some people, that's their thing.
Yeah, and some
people are antisocial.
That's true.
But... I mean, you can be antisocial and
in some of them, and listen to this, because a 52-year-old man that's been around these folks for a long time, yes, he happens to be a white nationalist, but I haven't heard anything like Nazi from him.
Literally says he's a...
Like, he says, I believe in the philosophy. I follow the philosophy. Now, he's a 52-year-old.
What's the philosophy?
I don't really know.
I thought the main philosophy was hating Jewish people.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Anyone that's not white.
It seems to be. But at the same time, look, I don't care. Again, if you're not into that, that's fine. But the thing is, it got me upset when one guy I was arguing with said literally... Like, he was promoting... I was going to do a video about this a while ago, but I didn't. But he was promoting and inciting violence. He was literally saying that what needs to be done is a revolution where all these young men commit more acts of violence. Yeah. Yes. And this is real. This is a real man that said these kinds of things. And he was... And one thing that I noticed is he was very... his vocabulary was sharp. He had real good knowledge of technical terms. So this is a person that knew a lot of information.
Yeah. A lot of people in college seem educated until they start talking.
He could have been a weird... he could have even been a Fed himself. It's a very good possibility that there's Feds in there. And, I mean, I hope there are. But what I'm saying is... Because, yeah, we need people to monitor these people. Well, honestly, I'm going to tell you right now. And I said this. There's a reason why...
Well, it's a fine line between that... If you give the government too much power, that's why, like with the TikTok thing.
Right.
Yes, I don't think China should be information gathering and all. That's a reason to take it down.
Yeah. But
at the same time, a lot of people use it. It's almost the only way they can express themselves because they get banned or kicked off of, you know, Facebook, different other platforms. I don't know much. X. Every time I get on X, they've...
That's what I call
it. Suspended my account because there's too much spam on there or something. I was like, I like goofy shit. I don't talk to people on X.
That's weird. Well, see, I go on X and look at the things and talk to people sometimes.
That's all I do.
But
I don't
basically,
know if someone's on my account or something. I don't know.
But I barely get any messages or anything on X. It's not like Facebook where I had constant,
get on it, period,
constant crap. But anyway, I basically use it for prawn. But anyway, let's see. What I was saying, though, guys, is these people are dangerous. I said this in my thing, my little spiel on the server, you know, when I did my Grim Happenings and I made the speech. These people are very dangerous. I think they're very dangerous. I think if they're inciting violence and they're talking about...
I think they're cowards because they get government authorities to do their bidding, basically.
No, let me explain, though. This person said the only reason he wanted the violence to continue... And this civil war to happen is because young men or men don't have a chance anymore in the dating market. Yeah. And I thought that was the most
pathetic. That's no reason to be violent.
That is the most. And I said to him, so you want millions of men and women and children to die because you can't find a partner? You can't find
or
a woman?
Injured.
You can't find a woman? And.
Well, you have to.
And.
He's actually. On broadcasting from the place that killed that.
Right.
Social media. Anyway.
Right. But
which,
what I'm
like
saying
I said,
is.
Can be a good thing, can be a bad
but
thing.
But what I'm saying here is this gentleman, or dare I call him that, this guy, he basically, you know, because remember, hold on, let me just dial back a bit. TFM has said that a civil war would probably result in 88% of the population being decimated, according to his information.
He is former
military intelligence, so I definitely trust him on that one.
It would depend on who's doing the attacking.
I'm just saying there would be an awful lot of casualties, and I think so. I believe, of course.
There would be a lot of casualties.
But what I'm saying is.
But it had to be an organized effort to even start anything.
Right. And what I'm saying is, I said you would sacrifice those innocent people, all those innocent people to die, just so a young man can have a young man or a man can have a wife and a family. That's literally, like, you're going to kill millions and millions of people for that. That's your big plan. I was like, I'm sorry, but I don't want anything to do with that. And
you know,
I said,
when I look for a wife, I always think, man, if she only killed five or six guys first, I think I'd want to be with her.
And also, I said, look at this. All right, so think about it, man. First of all, with as many people are on the social media and video games and stuff like that, guys are finding alternatives. We've talked about alternatives, and I strongly support alternatives. So, there's not guys doing this. And he said, well, I said, the only way that this would have to happen is if we have drastically different times. He said, well, if people can't afford anything anymore and everything gets... I said, okay, yeah, fine. If
whatever
people...
happened to taking them out for a picnic or just...
Mm-hmm.
Which I know some women sometimes... They've been raised in a different thing to expect certain things that are pretty much unrealistic.
But he is saying, if it got to the point where food was too expensive and people were starving, they would probably do crazy things and they might try to rebel in that way. I said, well, we currently don't.
We're already here.
Yeah. But I said, well, you know, a lot of guys are doing this thing with the AI girlfriends and all that. That's their thing now. So all these guys that you were expecting to do this this little rebellion thing, it's just not going to happen, mate. I mean, he's sitting there wanting something to happen. That's literally what a lot of these guys are doing. Yeah. They're wanting something to happen. And they're like, okay, if I do my part, and one thing that I'm really, really upset about is these guys are basically Hitler and Jesus. They're basically okay, so we're going to be real good, hard, militant Christians, but at the same time, we're going to have disdain against races. Yeah. Like the Jews and the blacks
they
and
haven't been
others.
Reading their Bible very well, right. Then. Because, right. You know, even Jesus didn't condone what whores did or hookers, but he didn't, like, you should die. That's why his whole meaning, why he died on the cross, is to keep people from going straight to hell.
And the race traitor thing is a thing. I mean, yes, I said that my ex-girlfriend had a mixed race baby. I don't have any issue with that. I know it's a common thing. But what I am saying is that, yes, they don't like the race traitor thing.
I'm not crazy about women that just go around getting knocked up every chance they get.
Yeah, I don't either. But the race traitor thing is their issue. They'll call you a damn race traitor and all this other shit. And these people are just proudly on Facebook. They're, you know what's crazy? A lot of these people had another spot to go to before they started to go on Facebook with all these. The one thing you'll know about them is they use funny anonymous names. All of them. All of them use silly anonymous names. Okay. Huge ass.
Because their brain's not fully developed and they can't have complete thoughts that hadn't been already posted on the internet.
Well, like I said, huge ass they'll take a celebrity name and they'll make fun of it, like they'll spell it in a funny way. Like they do that kind of thing. They're always.
I mean, you can almost see someone's blogs and tell how much social interaction they've had or what kind of people they are.
Right.
I mean, if he hadn't got a girl, he ain't got no one to blame but himself. Now, if he wants a certain girl, that's where it gets into.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could go out and get a girl tonight without being choosy and doing my homework. I can't promise I'd be happy with it.
Right.
But,
But, see, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. These guys are so hung up on that because they want what I've said they wanted.
Well,
want a wife and kids.
Yeah.
And the problem is we can't have a wife anymore because they want all that.
Think about that one we did a couple weeks ago about the guys saying, here's how you get a girl.
Right.
And it was just the most
basic
hey, don't forget to shower today. You know, you should have a hobby. Women love hobby.
Yeah.
No shit.
And your hobby can't be Hitler, you know, was a great man. It has to be something different.
What?
And if
he
you're
what? No, I'm playing that.
I mean, sorry, that's gonna turn a lot of people off.
Do you understand too? He was a evil man, but
there is
a reason a whole country followed him.
I know that.
Because
he was very charismatic.
Charismatic.
Yes.
And he was fighting about, war led to another because he was in World War I.
Right.
And then a lot of soldiers were getting nerve damage and all that because, you know, after that, they weren't supposed to be using chemical warfare because it caused so much damage.
Now, keep in mind, when we're talking about this guy. All right, so basically, the issue, the thing about, you know, okay, so fine. You've got all this knowledge about Hitler and the Reich and all the other stuff. That's fine, but you're not going to attract anybody with that. By the way, there was one guy in particular that said, I can't find a girlfriend, and all you talk about is white nationalism and Hitler.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure you're going to
tell you, that's not the popular topic.
That's not popular topics in the dating world.
You might want to change your Bumble profile.
And there's another thing. There's another thing, because I was talking to a guy that's actually been responsible. We're not going to go too much into detail, but I've known this individual for a very long time. He's very influential in the metal community, and he has been responsible for kicking a lot of real Nazis, real romper stomper Nazis out of venues because they've been causing trouble and trying to get people into their little thing. And he said, let me tell you something about these people. He said, they've been around since 2010. You're only just now noticing them. And he said, one other thing I'm going to say is they always say things, because they'll say base things. Like, they'll say things that you'll agree with. They'll say, I agree. So they're basically like, I understand you on this. I understand you on that. Yes, white people do need a culture. That's fine. I don't think too many people will disagree.
But you also have to understand, but because you agree with something,
don't mean
you have agreement with all everything. Of them. Yeah, they like bananas, but you don't. But you both like pizza.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what we're really trying to say here, is these people are extremists. They are definitely extremists. If there are people in this community that are literally talking about violence, they're literally talking about wanting to commit violence, waiting for violence, wanting violence to happen, doesn't matter the reason, they are calling out the death of men, women, and children. Innocent men, women, and children. People like you, me, your mother, your daughter, your sister, your friend, whoever, your grandfather, your grandmother. We don't know what people do. Remember when these people, you know, just came in and started shooting? We had all these shootings. All right,
about it this way, too. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Biden's, he's been responsible for a lot of this, too. Because he's picked, like, there have been a lot of
that's been happening too. That's been happening too.
And it's because he's been like, you know, when you look and the president, all they're saying, like, you've been disenfranchised, you've been mistreated, you should have more rights, but you're not because they won't allow it.
So it's
a good chance you might have some shooters out there.
Whatever the reason, doesn't matter if you're doing for trans rights or you believe that young men have gotten a bad hand. It doesn't matter. The violence is not okay. It's not okay.
What are they doing to improve themselves? What are they doing to make them?
It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like they're doing anything.
I mean,
it seems like they're just sharing their memes and talking about. Now, I mean, to be fair, they do. There is some that are going to the gym often. There's a lot of the white nationalists are trying to do the Chad approach, which is go to the gym, take a shit. They are doing all the things you are saying.
They're that big racist.
But the problem is, they're big into, like, they mix everything together. Like, oh, it's all European culture. Look at the Greek statues and Roman statues and all that. This is us. This is our culture. This is our people. This is our, we're Rome. We're everything. I mean, we're white Europeans.
I tell you, Rome was full of many different cultures because the slave trade.
TFM argued with one of these guys years ago, and basically he said, I mean, he basically said, okay, so you're white. What part of Europe are you from? And he said, well, I'm from over here, and he looked, and he did all the research and everything.
From all over.
And he couldn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know. And it was the craziest thing. I mean, there was an argument between him and some other guys, one of them I'm going to mention because I do have to close with that. But basically, it was stupid. He said a black man couldn't build a log cabin. And I remember
Shogun. What about Uncle Tom's log cabin?
I remember,
there's a whole book about it.
I remember Shogun. He was talking about, oh, it's like, what do you mean a black man can't build a log cabin? But anyway,
how do you think America would be? Nah,
anyway. Anyway, there is one other thing. Immediately when I said this, that some white nationalists may have been responsible for the phone call. They may have not been. I have no idea who was responsible for the phone call.
They're a shot in the dark.
But I will tell you, Sirius. We will talk about it because Sirius came to me. I'm gonna read it. He can get mad at me if he wants, but I've got to be extremely fair because I'll let you be the judge. I'll let you be the judge of this. So basically, he comes over here and he says to me, I just received some information regarding an investigation for behavior that is of the criminal nature. I don't have anything against you personally, but if this is true, it's not something I endorse nor support. I hope it's not true, and if it is true, I hope you get the help you need. I have no idea what the hell this is talking about. However, at this time, I will have to disassociate with you, as this could potentially affect me and everyone of my server if I do not act. I'm not even in his server. Well, I might be in his server, but I don't think I've actually done anything in his server. Like, I've never, like, posted or anything. And if I did, it might have been, like, months, year, maybe years ago. As I said, I'm not judging or calling you guilty without probable cause or evidence. I hope you understand and wish you the best in terms of a happy and healthy and moral life. Now, I explained everything to Hoshi, and Hoshi basically got the information settled.
How did anything pop up about you being criminal in nature? Really?
Well, no, I explained to Drex about, you know, the situation that happened, and I guess things got misconstrued as they always do.
Well, it's and the internet.
Had to explain to Hoshi, and Hoshi basically got it. And I said, okay, so can you tell me what you do know? And basically, we got everything, you know, he asked me a bunch of questions, and I basically told him everything that went down, and, you know, they're still worried that, for some odd reason, these German shepherds are just gonna call me one day and said, okay, you're accused of murder, you're done, like, no, it's not gonna happen.
I don't know where, of course.
And, right.
The fact that I don't know means you could be the most prolific serial killer in
ever.
History.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, no, I don't believe there's any reason to worry. All I did was make a witness statement, basically, a spoken witness statement about what happened, and they'll probably never talk to me again. And I'll tell you, if they had something on me, that I would have known within 2 or 3 days at least.
Because... You ain't got nothing on me, Fuzz. Come on.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's true. Because
I'm within my legal right.
Haven't even had a parking ticket.
I mean, honestly, you should have shut it down with...
right.
No, because...
Right.
There's no cause for me being frisked.
No.
There's no cause for showing up at my work.
Right.
And accusing me of anything.
Right. Now, to be absolutely fair, I was not accused of anything. I was not accused of anything. I was asked as a witness statement, what did you see? What do you know?
Well, then there's no reason to be frisking
right.
you.
Yeah, there's no. It was absolutely weird.
That right there is a lawsuit.
Okay, I didn't
probably.
Even know that. I didn't even know that.
Well, they aren't allowed to just frisk you without a cause. Likely, it is an infringement on your rights.
Right, right. I've got to...
If they're questioning you, why are they frisking you?
Yeah, this is... Like I said, I'm sure somebody's going to chime in here in the comments.
You about someone else. Now, if they're questioning you about you...
No.
And then...
They've questioned about me, but then they wanted to know... Like, they wanted to know who I was and where I... You know, what... Basically, they wanted to know what my name was and where I worked and all that. Make sure I was an employee back there. You know, because I didn't have my uniform
definitely
on, and that was my issue.
More law for our state, because
right.
they had to follow the state laws, not what I feel like laws.
Right, right, right. So, basically, like I said, that was the only thing they asked. And they asked, basically, did you see anything? Do you know anything? Like, they basically wanted to know, you know, did you see something happen in this room?
I took a shit and it looked big. I flushed. I heard a flushing noise.
But, okay, now, honestly, if there wasn't that sound... Okay, so here's the issue. This is actually rather funny. That loud noise I heard in the bathroom was an employee that explained to me. He said, that loud noise was me. I said, really? He said, what happened? I really had to shit, and I was running as fast as I could. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I really, really had to go. I'm so sorry I made noise and freaked everybody out. I'm like... I was like, "Oh, I'm really sorry."
Did it sound like something crazy going on?
Yes,
it was
running, boom, boom, boom. Like you don't usually hear somebody running,
bust
like,
in there.
Yeah, and that's what it felt like. But he really, really had to go. So I understand that was completely my fault. But
still, that no excuse for the officers doing what they did.
What they did, yes. And to be fair, you know. to be fair, like I said,
to uphold them to the same laws as everyone else, or they're going to keep doing it.
Yes. But what I said, this is the very first time I've ever had any issue with the police in this area. So, again,
won't be the last.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, damn, driving wide on a Saturday.
I don't think.
I think a lot of that stuff definitely doesn't help.
I definitely think this is like a one and done situation. I think it's something that happened. It was unfortunate.
I hope so.
And if they had something on me, they would have ran it. It's been a couple of days. They would have definitely like gone me through the system, and they're like, okay, yeah, there's nothing on this guy. And basically that was it.
Yeah.
That's basically what they did. So they're like, okay. So they're trying to probably find out who in the hell made the damn call. And that would be great. That'd be good information. But it's so hard. We just don't have the technology because they're using the VPNs.
They probably have to outsource with the state.
Yeah. With the VPNs and all that. It would be nice to know who made that call and find out exactly what the fuck was going on.
You know, a lot of times that when people aren't getting the answers they want from the regular police department, they had to go state police and ask them to do something about it.
But I was not arrested. I was not accused of anything. I was simply called as a witness and asked to testify what I known. And I was unfairly searched.
You did need to report that.
That I was unfairly searched?
You were searched without cause.
Okay, I was searched without probable cause.
They didn't give you a reason for the search? That,
she did say she wanted to check me for weapons.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right. Right.
Why?
That is a good... Okay, that's a good... Okay. You make a good point.
Why? Because it looks like there's a big rod in the front. Could be a barrel. I'll grab it if you want, but you don't blame me for what happens afterwards.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I mean...
You're making good points here. You're making good points. I didn't think of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't because I'm a female officer. We'll have to wait for the male officer.
And she absolutely did pat me down as a female officer. So
if they call another officer to frisk you and there's no reason to be doing it...
Right.
Yeah. That's their ass.
I will say that some employees were very shocked at what they saw because they do not believe, nobody believes I deserve that.
You report it for that. Then you talk to a lawyer because they humiliated you in front of everyone for no reason.
Right.
Other than, this guy's just going along with everything we're saying, doesn't even think to say no or I know my rights.
Right.
It is so important to know your rights right now.
Right. Absolutely.
This day and age. Because, granted, I do back the blue when they
behave
follow
properly.
The law and try to keep up to date with it.
And these German Shepherds, they did not... I don't think they did proper protocol. And, again, even my boss goes to me and says, why did they search you?
Exactly.
And it's he said, that's an infringement on your rights.
So,
hold on. Can't be doing that.
What's going on here? What the fuck is that?
I was, if anybody wants to know what that was, I was ripping my DVDs. So if anybody's like, oh, no, I'm in full rights to rip my DVDs. Especially since, they're trying to take them away from you. They're trying to take away your media so you won't have, physical media.
Yeah, you'll rent and you'll like it.
Yeah, you'll rent and you'll like it. So I don't know what movie that was. I can't remember.
The bad part
if somebody knows.
They don't
what...
always have the movies that I can still find on DVDs occasionally.
Absolutely. There's a lot of times where that's been the case, and Tubi's starting to censor things. Well, you said they've been censoring things, but...
Yeah. I think Django,
N-word,
is not to be found in a movie where
that's
the
very
main
common
word.
Word.
You know how many times that movie's silent? A lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson, half of his stuff can't even be shown.
Oh, wow.
Who is that N-word on the neck? He's like, what?
Oh, man, that's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
He's the man
of
many, disguises, maybe. It'd be.
Sirius is just freaking out. Oh, my God, my server is at risk. And it's like, you know what I said to him? I not only explained the situation, but he says, I don't want to associate with anyone. He's like, I'm not going to associate with you for a while and all this. And you know what I said to him? I said, also, just being honest, but you haven't associated with me since November the 3rd of last year.
I think
I mean, mate.
Missing the point.
He's like, I don't want to associate with you. Like, mate, you haven't associated with me in months. What videos have you commented on? What things have you left in my server?
No, it wasn't possible.
I mean, what information? I mean, if it's about the 16 and 17 year old girl that we have done video after video after video after video after video on, I mean, anybody that's familiar with my content would know. I mean, we've talked about it. There's been several discussions. I've even talked about it in the server several times. So I'm like, oh, dude, this is all old news. If you ever associated with me for the last, since fucking 2018.
I mean, it ain't
since 2018.
You're so overtly honest.
That's the issue. It's like,
you would have told the crime if you ever committed one.
Right.
But you haven't. So.
Right. So all of a sudden they've got me out to be this big criminal, and I thought these guys would have my back. Oh, they unfairly searched you? That's unfair. Your Fourth Amendment rights, you know? Well, no, they're like, oh, you're a criminal, Grim. Oh, my God. Like, I thought you were my friends. I guess I'm starting to learn who are my friends a lot more often, and it is not the people that I thought were my friends. It's really unfortunate.
One has to do with the other when I'm thinking about it.
What now?
Because plenty of people don't know where exactly you work.
Right.
On the internet.
That's true.
Think of how many people, and I mean, it's no secret, I used to work at Walmart, you work at Walmart. Everyone knows that. We've said it many times on our shows.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know how many Walmarts there are in
this place? Yeah, it's 100 million.
Too many. But as we all know, there's enough disgruntled people that would do something like that, and you just happen to be caught in the wrong bathroom.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
With the wrong officers, because they weren't following the laws that they're supposed to be following.
Right.
I guess they can get away with like a C-minus on a test day and still become a police officer.
I wonder if it was men, if it would have been different.
Men are more proud of knowing the law. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just
saying.
There's
some bad apples in there, too.
I know that, but I'm just saying I probably would have probably had a better chance or a more.
I know some good ones on. Yeah. In the words of truth, I know some good ones on both sides, male and female.
Right.
But, I mean, then I don't know what their past experience is. They could have been one of those, I was picked on in high school, now it's Vengeance Day.
It's true.
Or I've been told that all white people, oh, here's a white one now, let me get him. Or just make his day miserable. I mean, honestly, I've seen plenty of videos where, you know, black people are in the background yelling, They're mistreating them and all that. They came in on the back end of thing where you didn't see where she went and stole something from someone, or he just shot someone in the head running down the road, and you tackled them, and then everybody's getting out the camera. World star, you're going down, pig, and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people just need to stay out of it and stop listening to what the news tells them.
Yeah. Because
the news is the biggest bigoted corporation. Mm-hmm. And the bad part is it's nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's got there. If you don't write and hate each other and all that, they don't have stories to put out.
You know, here's the big problem with all this. The big problem with all this, other than what you're saying here, we live in an age of cancel culture and drama farming. There's so much drama farming going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys, unfortunately, live for drama farming. Now, I don't mind celebrity scandals and stuff like that every once in a while. Maybe a game thing breaks through, Gamergate 2, whatever. We talked about it. That was a big deal, I think. But, you know, It's like, oh, this content creator's having this happen. This content creator's having that happen. Oh, this content creator is a criminal and a pedophile and all this other stuff. You know, like, they live for that shit. It's like a high.
And I've never met them.
Yeah, it's like
don't know any of their history.
It's a high for them. It's like a high. And, I mean, again, if Sirius is upset that, you know, I one time dated, you know, some teenagers when I was in my early 20s, like, I'm sorry, mate, it happened. I was, you know, I mean, that's who I was at the time. I'm not now. I mean, it's been 20 years.
Well, obviously,
you know, I can't even...
age plays a factor in that because I don't think I could stand what 16-year-old girls had to say now anyway.
Oh, God, no. But... And, and you know, go ahead.
They're so indoctrinated now.
Yeah, they're so
indoctrinated. They're all one personality because they don't have their own.
Yeah.
I said, my nieces are going to be raised right.
Right.
They're going to have plenty stuff to do away from media. And of course, they do have media. They watch some the most boring.
Kids
shows are terrible nowadays.
I know they are.
I used to be able to watch them for hours, but it was stuff like I can watch it as an adult, like Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse,
X-Men.
I saw they had two episodes of that. I started watching.
I started watching the first one. You know what? I mean, people are saying woke. People are saying the trial of Magneto is supposed to be a MAGA thing. Like, people are comparing it to MAGA, but I don't know. I have to, would be the one to look at it and be able to tell.
On what side
I have to see
on,
the context of what they're doing.
Claim it.
Because Yellow Flash, which is a drama, very big drama channel, is talking about that. And I mean, I have to look at it. Because I looked at the first episode, and I'm like, all right, so Morph is non-binary, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't fucking matter. Because here's the thing. You got to understand. They're muties. Everybody else, like the extremists, is what they call them, you know what we talked about, extremists, people that hate other people because of their race. They hate the X-Men and they hate mutants because of their mutants. That's literally the thing. They hate mutants because they're mutants. They hate them because they're different.
Hits a lot of flags.
So
like,
the thing is, but the thing is, it's like, okay, he's non-binary, so they don't like him because he's that. No, look, he's a mutant, so they hate him because he's a mutant. That's the fucking point of the bad guys in X-Men, the ones that are trying to fight. You know, the Master Mold and the Sentinels and the Friends of Humanity. That's what they call them, the Friends of Humanity. They don't like the mutants, so it doesn't. So I'm mutant and non-binary. It's like, okay, dude. Honestly, let me tell you something.
It was as if Hitler was trying to get rid of Jews because they could shoot lasers out of their eyes.
Right.
But they really could.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's like, all right, it's like, how far up the oppression Olympics are we going? He's already a mutant. So to the Friends of Humanity, it isn't going to matter if he considers himself a man or a woman, because the Friends of Humanity literally fucking consider him less than and subhuman because he is a mutant. Doesn't matter if it's he, she, or it. It's a mutant. And a mutant or a mutie are fucking horrible to them. That's why they're the bad guys.
And
that's
technically
why
it's because they fear him.
Yes.
And that's what
because they fear him.
Usually is the cause for a lot of racism. And prejudice and hate.
Yes. So that's what they were trying to tell us in this. There's no reason to have him. Oh, he's non-binary. Who cares? He's a mutant. I'll be honest. They did follow the script very well. From what I've seen, it is a more mature X-Men, but it is still our X-Men. The designs are different. I did look at one scene with Rogue where the hip ratio was good. People were like, oh, she's got a flat ass. That hip ratio was good.
She was
there. She's in the kitchen. You'll see her in that first episode. She's standing there in the kitchen, and you're like, oh, she's got some hips. So there's definitely a booty
pregnant.
There. No, that's Jean.
Oh, Jean's
pregnant in this one.
I thought that's who.
No, Jean's pregnant in this one.
I didn't listen.
But I did, again.
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Well, she had a good figure.
Jubilee is in it. Jubilee's done real well.
I think they made her more Asian looking in this one than they did in the original.
But I will say, again, it doesn't detract from her. I think her personality's intact. You know, Hank.
I think Asians are some good looking ladies.
Yeah, of course. Beast. Beast is good. I have no issue with him. Morph's character is actually pretty good. He cracks a lot of jokes. He's a really funny comedian kind of one. And he's a good friend of Wolverine. Wolverine is upset because basically Cyclops and Jean have the kind of life that he's always wanted. You know, Jean is pregnant with his child.
Well, it
kind of
seems like they played off of Wolverine, the original movie series.
It's been like that. So, of course, you know, Morph talks to him, and of course, Wolverine's allowed to drink and smoke again, thank God. And it is definitely good to see Wolverine drinking a beer and smoking, because I'm sorry, that's how I remember Wolverine. He's literally the Canadian Marlboro man. You can't fucking...
He's impervious to dying. So why would it matter to him?
Yeah, he's... That's literally him. You see him, Wolverine, talking with a cigarette in his mouth. It's about damn time.
I mean, I would also think, and I can't remember if this was... It may have been someone, a different show... But they had a healing factor, but they couldn't get drunk because their body would reject the poison so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so, they're just drinking to drink, basically.
Now, I have to confess, we were going to have this one up online, but that didn't fucking happen. Well, you know what I mean. We were going to have it so people could come in and talk if they wanted to, if anybody was listening. But I'm going to put it up, you know, immediately today, because that's what it is. It's today. It's not yesterday. So it's going up today, and you guys will be able to chime in the comment section. Tell me what you think. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are going to probably say what I think about that, Grim. You really need to understand your rights and all that, which, yes, I do. And if anybody wants to go and explain them further to me, and just so I get this down.
Do a good Google search.
Yeah, I'll do some Google searches, too. But I'm sure there's people in here.
I've got a book with the Constitution and the Amendment.
I'm very sure that I've got some friends here that follow me that know exactly what the rights are. And
I mean, especially if you're doing any kind of journalism, you need to know that.
Actual
journalism, right. Not what we call nightly news or anything.
Yeah, I got you. But if you have anything like to add, please do that, because we'd appreciate it, or I'd appreciate it. And I just want to know what you guys think. And again, I'm not at any criminal investigation, anything like that. There's nothing ongoing. They just asked for my name and gave me an illegal, I guess an unlawful pat down.
Now, I mean, if you're giving them information, they might need your name for that.
But that's it.
But no reason to be patting you down.
Right, absolutely.
Not without reasonable cause.
Right.
And, oh, you taking a shit? Oh, that's not enough reasonable cause.
Right.
Oh, I was. Because
I was absolutely sitting on the toilet the whole time.
Well,
you know.
The thing is, that's why I would report it. Probably talk to a lawyer if you feel you need to.
No, I don't think I need to. But if a situation happened and it got...
Honestly,
if something else happened...
If they tried to do it, I'd be like, unless you have a warrant or a reason to do so, you're not... It's illegal for you to do it.
If something else happens later on down the line or something like that, then yes, I will definitely go to a lawyer. But I don't believe... Again, I believe this was a one-and-done thing. It was a situation that happened. I mean, what?
In my line of work, you have to be on it. You can't be like... I mean, we've had instances where they're like, am I detained? Well, if it's not a criminal act they committed,
right?
Yeah, it's not a court. Or if the criminal investigation's over, yeah, you're not being detained.
Right.
Didn't cause any violence.
No.
Of course,
no.
Stealing and all that, which, of course, the police have a record of, which doesn't make any sense to me, but that's just how those sort of things work in that field. Casino, no.
Right.
Yeah, but... They, you know, we have certain guidelines to follow so the casino doesn't get sued.
Right.
So we don't lose our jobs because we did something so heinously wrong or against people's rights. Yeah, it's very important.
Absolutely. But yeah, like
and then,
I said.
Yeah, if you think about it, if you just went and, okay, you can frisk me for no reason, you're not feeling like you're in America anymore because it is against the law.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, there is no...
There's plenty of videos of it, of other people being treated like
right.
that. But then there's a bunch of them where they knew the law and then it turned into a big ordeal, but it didn't pan out good for the officer. Or they got a, you know, good lecture at least, or... said better not do it again because they know you've been warned.
Like I said, there is, but again, there's nothing going on. So anybody that's worried about me, don't worry about me. We're good. Everything's okay. And as far as the nationalists people are concerned, I've blocked a lot of them. And again, I probably just won't be going back to that platform because it has changed so much from when I first had an account back in, 2007, I think. It has changed so much. I remember when you used to be able to go on there and share your stories with friends and, you know, talk with bands. And I used to interview bands from there.
Yeah.
I used to go in there and say, hey, would you guys care for an interview? I'm like, oh, absolutely. And I would just do an interview with them through there. You know, I would basically get the contact information and all that. That was back in the good old days. But then, you know, the politics started happening. There was the election. And then you had all the, you know, everything changed. The changes happened. And I started to notice people that were in conspiracy groups that were moving closer into the white nationalist stuff. They're like, okay, so now we have all this information, or we had all this information. We had a lot of good sources and everything of what was going on in the fuck shit. But now it's like, oh, all the Jews, it's the Jews responsible, and they've destroyed everything, and it's the reason why everything's so horrible. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't follow you.
I would say also, know why you believe what you believe.
Right.
Is it because you just heard it from a third-person source?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you experience it? Or did... You know, what your thoughts
it's
on
basically
it.
Monkey see, monkey
did
do.
Did you know it's...
If somebody's told something enough times, they start to believe it.
Well,
and that's the problem.
Damn country.
That's the problem.
I mean, it used to be something to be proud of, but right at the moment, there's so much gaslighting.
There's too much.
So much mental disorder.
There's
so many people feel entitled to things that they aren't entitled to.
Right. It's bad.
So much of giving our country away to other people.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying just Mexican.
Right.
Oh, man, there's some gorgeous
Mexican
Latinas.
I know, absolutely.
I know it ain't all about who I want to sleep with. I've got friends from all
over. Oh, yeah, me too.
But
and what I'm saying is, no.
It's about, if they committed an illegal act.
Right.
They need to be dealt with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If they're hunting down people like that, well, why aren't they hunting it from the source? You know, all the legal crossings are the leading cause of sex trafficking nowadays.
Yep.
And there's more slaves in the world today than there were back when everyone's griping about it with the Civil War and stuff. They're all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mainly sex slavery, but there's indentured servitude and other things in different countries as well. So.
Right. So, I mean, so once again, I'm just going to let you guys know there's no investigation, so please don't be sending me messages worrying about me. Oh, Graham, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Everything's good. It's cool. Things are going to go fine. I'm just going to have more time to do a lot more stuff because I won't be spending so much time on social media, which is good. It's a good thing because I've got things I can write and work on. I can actually maybe get back to my site. I can maybe actually get back to maybe playing some games in my backlog, which may not mean much to you, but it does to me. There's a lot of games that I really want to play that I haven't had time because I've thought doom scrolling was fun, I guess. But I will tell you one thing. I talked to about 5 or 6 different women about my situation with the 16, 17-year-old girl, and every single one of them thought it was absolute bullshit what these people were saying. And every one of these women were around my age. And they were like, oh, this is absolutely crazy. Why would these people even say this shit? And they were talking about the men that they dated when they were, like, but I dated so-and-so and it's just like...
of people when I was in high school and other... they dated other
and
men.
And the 52-year-old man said directly to this guy that was trying to accuse me.
Not that old.
This young man, this 28-year-old, almost, I want to say, almost 30-year-old man that's trying to accuse me.
Well, I've seen more of them on Dateline with Chris Hansen than I have...
He said... And this 52-year-old man said... He said, you have to understand that there were generations that came before you where things were very much different. We didn't have cancel culture.
No. Nope.
We didn't cancel people. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't see the... I get incentive to enjoy being a victim. I remember when that used to mean you're weak.
Right.
And you're a waste of space if you don't own up to your mistakes and... stop blaming everyone for your shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get a girl, it's probably because you're not something a girl would want to date.
Right.
Then you'd have to pinpoint it. How can I better myself to get a girl? It's kind of like getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't going to hire you. You come in and smell like you hadn't showered in 2 months.
Right.
You're wearing raggedy-ass clothes with holes in them. So, oh, I'm sorry. It's the new trend. Have you ever had a job? No. Do you have a problem with authority? Absolutely. And expect to get the job. Yeah, they're probably going to laugh you out of the fucking building, you piece of shit.
Right.
Not. But, you know, that so many people are that way, and then they're like, it's not my fault. It's the manager's fault for not hiring me.
Right.
How dare he judge me because I'm... He's not judging you that way. He's judging you like no one's going to want to eat their fucking fries after a dirty-ass hand handed it to him. And he smells like shit because he don't know how to shower properly. And obviously he ain't getting girlfriends.
Right. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that just, you know, I am going to say I'm thankful for the people that are actually worried about me and like, oh, we don't want anything bad to happen to you, Grim. And it's like, yeah, I understand. And that's good. I'm glad people feel that way. But there's nothing to worry about. It's good.
Everyone's so about themselves until it happens to them.
Right.
And then it's like, why is there, you know, it's the same thing. And well, sorry, you didn't. Look out for him or take his side when everyone else that you obviously knew were trolls or whatever you want to call them were accusing them of just because they didn't like them. I'm like, doesn't make no sense. I mean, at least I have evidence backing anybody that I'm not a fan of. It's not just hearsay or, you know, anything with Biden, you could just look back a couple months and he's contradicting himself.
Right.
If you notice now, he's like, I've told people I want to build the wall, but the Republicans won't let you do it. Everyone, I think, which now is why he's doing so badly in the polls and stuff, because people, I mean, it's so blatant. People can't honestly, I don't remember when the Republicans didn't have it out for illegals not crop. You know, they're just flip-flopping. And, you know, when it was going in, well, I won't be mean to illegals. They can come in and do, you know. And, of course, he ain't worried. China's gave him enough money to make it through. But what about the other people whose Social Security's getting destroyed because they're giving it
to illegals just to walk in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I have empathy for people that are escaping violence and all that, but because your country's a little shittier than ours,
right?
No reason to get sanctuary.
Right.
Just make yours better. Or, you know, if everybody didn't stop cowering over whoever's running it, and, you know, maybe they could do something about it.
All right. So, with that, we're going to end the Grim Rant Show. Yeah, we promised an article show, so the articles would be so fucking old. I don't know. Maybe I'll do one with Empress on Sunday. But we had to talk about all this because there's just so much shit going on. I wanted to make sure everybody was clear. And again, do not come to me messaging me saying me, oh, I didn't know. You got all the information. And if you do, I will send you this fucking video. I'm sorry. This has gone on long enough. I am a grown man. I know how to behave. You know, maybe I don't understand all my rights.
Well, the bad part is not all grown people know how to behave.
I know.
Believe me, you know, when I was younger, like even in high school, I was all like, grown-ups, why are they good at knowing how not to do things? And all, because of the people I was around. And then, you know, parents, people that didn't go out and do ignorant shit. And now that I'm older, and of course the field I'm in, I see it all the damn time. And I'm like, these are adults. Like, shouldn't they know how not to act? But, yeah, it's crazy.
Man, I remember how fun this fucking game was. Remember, this footage, guys, this is like 2-year-old footage, by the way. A lot of the footage I've been giving you guys is a lot older. It's like years older. I haven't even done 2023 stuff yet. This is from 2022. But that's just because every time I play games, I record them just for the show. So, like, some stuff I've played years ago. So it's not stuff I'm definitely playing, unless it's on Grim Plays. If it's Grim Plays, it's fucking recent. But if it's on this, yeah, it's stuff I've played years ago. So, I mean, it's cool, though. I'm giving you guys something to look at sometimes. I mean, yeah, there's parts where I had to pause it and kind of maybe look at a walkthrough or look at, you know, maybe even some buddy else playing the game. So I'm like, okay, where do I go? How do I do this? You know, because you can do that now. You can watch somebody else play the game if you get stuck. That is helpful. Except if the game just came out, then you're pretty fucked and have to wait a little bit. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Rants. No, that's not it. The Grim Rant Show, and y'all take it easy.
Later.
Enjoy the climb.